Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm Matt, and today we're bringing you a special preview of one of oncology's most anticipated gatherings, the American Association for Cancer Research Annual Meeting 2025, taking place April 25th through 30th. Now, AACR isn't your typical clinical oncology conference. It's where the field comes to explore what's next before it hits the clinic. This year's theme, Unifying Cancer Science and Medicine, a Continuum of Innovation for Impact, speaks to exactly that, how discoveries move from the lab to the bedside and then back again to spark the next round of innovation. So in this episode, we're setting the stage. We'll break down what healthcare professionals should be watching for, from practice-changing trial results to AI-powered diagnostics, new targeted therapies, and emerging platforms like peptide drug conjugates and selective KRAS inhibitors. Let's start with clinical trials. Two studies are generating a lot of early buzz. First, KEYNOTE-689, a phase 3 trial investigating perioperative pembrolizumab in locally advanced resectable head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. It's being described as the first positive phase 3 study in this space in decades. According to Merck, the trial met its primary endpoint of event-free survival and could, as they put it, change the standard of care for perioperative treatment. Full data will be presented at the meeting, and it's one to watch. The other big name is Beamian Lung 1, which focuses on zongertinib, a selective HER2 tyrosine kinase inhibitor in HER2 mutant non-small cell lung cancer. Early data showed a 35% response rate and over 17 months of progression-free survival in NSCLC patients, a striking result for this molecular subgroup. The drug is already under FDA priority review, and updated data will be shared in a Monday presentation. Moving beyond late-phase trials, early detection and interception are front and center this year. Dr. Matthew Vanderheiden, one of the meeting co-chairs, called it a real area of unmet medical need, and AACR is highlighting this space like never before. Expect new data on liquid biopsies, including their use in guiding adjuvant therapy and detecting minimal residual disease. There will also be dedicated sessions on cancer prevention, an area that's gaining traction as a true therapeutic strategy. Now, let's talk AI, because it's everywhere. AACR has planned a dedicated plenary session on AI and innovative technologies, looking at how machine learning is being used in imaging, pathology, and drug development. Dr. Lillian Hsu, this year's program chair, says it's one of the most exciting areas to watch, with sessions covering not just the potential, but also the real-world applications already being piloted. We're also expecting a wave of new drugs on the horizon, with three packed sessions debuting brand new agents entering clinical trials. These include not only small molecules and antibodies, but peptide drug conjugates, PDCs, RNA targeting drugs, and novel intracellular antagonists. Companies like Sapience and Avacta are showcasing platforms designed to drug previously undruggable targets like transcription factors and B-catenin. The emphasis this year isn't just on new agents, but on combinations. We'll see data on ATR inhibitors paired with irinotecan, PARP inhibitors with immunotherapy, and even targeted therapies layered with radioligand approaches. AACR is all in on multidimensional biomarker-driven strategies. There's also a growing focus on health disparities and survivorship science, two areas that are moving from side secessions to center stage. Look out for new data on trial diversity, equity in AI deployment, and survivorship models that address long-term outcomes and quality of life. And of course, this wouldn't be AACR without recognizing a few of the thought leaders shaping the field. The Discovery Science Plenary kicking things off on Saturday will dig into cancer evolution, the microbiome, and epigenetics. The Tuesday plenary, titled Targeting the Cancer Ecosystem, will focus on the tumor microenvironment and immune contexture, two areas where clinical translation is accelerating. And for those interested in biomarker strategy, the Wednesday plenary on predictive oncology will spotlight efforts in computational modeling, AI-driven decision support, and personalized medicine. So, what's the takeaway here? AACR 2025 is pushing oncology in three key directions: smarter detection, smarter drug development, and smarter implementation. Whether it's practice-changing immunotherapy in head and neck cancer, selective inhibition in HER2 or KRAS, or AI-informed treatment planning, the meeting is full of signals pointing toward more personalized, tech-enabled, and system-aware cancer care. We'll be tracking it all, so if you're planning to attend, you'll want to follow the plenaries, clinical trial sessions, and new drug symposia. And if you're not, don't worry, we'll be back right here on Curie with full coverage once the data is out. If you're listening on the Curie app, thanks for being part of the community. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, check out the Curie app for a cleaner, curated experience built for healthcare professionals. You'll find the link in the episode description. That's it for today's preview. See you back here soon for the real thing.